Okay, so you've got StreamLink for full access to coasttocoastam.com. You've downloaded the Apple iPhone app to take it all with you on the go, and you get the daily Coast Zone email newsletter delivered right to your inbox. But aren't you forgetting something? Yes, you are. It's the one and only After Dark magazine. Coast to Coast AM puts out a monthly four-color magazine that readers have been enjoying for more than 15 years. And each month, you can read very personal editorials from me, George Norrie, interviews, which covers areas that you don't hear on the air, articles from guests which are not on the internet, and relevant news stories that don't always get covered by the mainstream. Subscribe now and cover all of your Coast to Coast AM media bases. Call our new number at 1-888-261-6392. That's 1-888-261-6392. It's $39.95 for 12 monthly issues. You can also subscribe online at coasttocoastam.com. That's www.coasttocoastam.com.
Here's what you missed on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
I want to talk with you about the globalists. What made them so greedy? What made them so evil?
The reason the globalists are upset is because the public is now realizing this is life and death. This is serious, folks. When I tell you that they're in trouble, that doesn't mean we're winning. It just means we have a fighting chance that we're in the game, and everybody needs to have the maximum effort right now to get the word out, or these people are going to win.
Now we take you back to the night of July 8th, 1997, on Art Bell, Somewhere in Time.
Art, at about 5:30 this morning, my wife came into my den looking for me to find me immersed in Stan Tenen's tape, The Alphabet in Our Hands, third viewing of it. He's not only a genius, as noted before, but he is poetic in his presentation. I don't know if you've had time to look at the copy of Geometric Metaphors, but if you did and were intrigued by it, you'll be blown away by the alphabet. Thank you, Daryl. And then there's one other. Art, I have heard about a secret biblical code for years now. One thing doesn't seem right to me. The Bible originally had around 135 books before it was revised by church officials over the years. With this thought in mind, could you please ask Stan how the coding could possibly still be intact when portions of the Bible have been withheld and the Bible revised to just 66 books? That's from Tim in Lakeville, Minnesota.